centuries, mankind has been fascinated with realms outside of our conscious awareness. Through a series of interviews with practitioners, guest speakers, and experts, Liberate the podcast covers all that and more, from health and holistic healing to the supernatural. We aim to educate, motivate, inspire, and liberate your consciousness. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Liberate the Podcast. Today I have a very special guest for you. He's one of our own, Julian. Been a member of our team for about a year now or so.
Close to it.
And he's just been emanating this positive energy. He's very an eclectic healer. He does readings, healings, and a very interesting modality called the five elements of the mind. And that's where we're going to be focusing on. But you know how these episodes go. Sometimes we weave off a little to the left, a little to the right. But Julian, do you want to tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Yeah, sure. My name is Julian. I've been reading and healing for the past 6 years. Spirituality came to me probably in my 30s when I met my spiritual teacher, Lisa Maria. And she just emanated this energy that I had no idea what it was.
And so the same energy that you emanate now.
Maybe. I hope so. So I walked into her room and went to her classes, and everything she said just made sense to me, even though I didn't fully understand it. And I just kept on coming and seeing her. And she used the five elements of mind on me. She's done readings on me, and she always told me I was going to do this work. But when my intuition was going to kick in, it was going to kick in really hard. And, you know, me being anxious, I would always be like, when's it going to happen? But I didn't realize that through processing your emotions, your conflicts in your life, is that when things open up and you can start getting to that knowing of the soul. The knowing of the soul that, you know, knows how to work through different parts of your life so that you could work on your life path with more efficacy, because there's no conflict. Because the conflict's there, but you're slicing through it so quickly that it doesn't feel like conflict and life is just fun. And that's where I got to, or I'm getting to. There's always more to work on.
I know a lot of people, and I would have to say that you really do kind of emanate that level of just happiness and contentment with life and joy, and things don't seem to bother you like they do. You don't stress or obsess about things like I see that a lot of people do, you know. And so maybe it is this technique, maybe it is this knowing and this way to approach life. So is this something that you learned through the five elements of the mind?
Yeah, it was definitely the five elements of mind, because if you met me 6 years ago, I was not like that. I internalized everything. I felt like a little mess. But what happened was I learned how to just be. And it's being by, when something comes up, I'll be like, okay, I check in. Because there's five processors in the five elements of mind. It's your ego, your mental processor, your body, your emotions, and your soul. And when you feel stuck on your life path, it's because one of those might be acting up, or they're not on the same page, you know? Mm-hmm. So you're like the president of the government, which is so beautiful, because no matter what's going on in the emotions and everything else, the soul knows how to work with it. And what I do during the process, and what's taught me, is that there's always a way. There's always a way to get out of the conflict. There's always a way to get out of the sadness, the shame. It was a lot of shame for me. I mean, for me, it was just processing a lot of shame, because growing up gay, you know, you're taught you're wrong, you're not. So it was a lot of that was going on that I needed to come to actually be okay with myself and to love myself. And that's what we're doing. We're creating a self-loving identity, meaning a process. So kind of like a process of loving yourself through all these different conflicts. And it seems scary at first.
And what is that process? Like, if we back it up a little bit, you know, so that some people might be like, okay, I kind of get it. Or maybe they're a little like overwhelmed. So,
yeah.
I mean, so let's take it back to the beginning a little bit. You know, so when you're looking at this, Is this a step-by-step process? What's the technique?
Okay.
So you have these five different elements of you.
Yeah.
And I think I get that. There's these aspects of yourself that interplay. But what is the process of like kind of moving beyond or this? Like, if you were taking me through a session, what would it be like?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Sorry. I know. I forget that I know this stuff, so explaining it to people, I have to go a little bit slower. So basically, you'll come to me for a session and I'll say, what do you want to work on? Or I don't know is a perfectly valid answer. So if you don't know, whatever's supposed to come up will come up. So let's say you come in, you're like, oh, I want to work on abundance. So then I'll be like, okay, I'll just talk to you and be like, oh, what's abundance mean to you and this and that. And I'll kind of get like a little hits of like, okay, there seems like there's some fear here or whatever. So let's just see what the ego has to say or what are your beliefs about abundance. So we'll open up five pillows all around you and you're going to move through each processor like physically. So it's actually out on a three-dimensional space. So the ego, I'll get you in the right place to experience your ego. So it's experiential. So because it's experiential, that means it's subconscious, because subconscious is your experiences. Mm-hmm. And then I dig through that way by going through the conscious, by talking and letting you know that the beliefs and the ego speak in belief. So when you speak about it, I want you to say, I believe. So you're going to say, I believe abundance happens after I do a lot of hard work. Let's mm-hmm. say that's what you say. And then I'll be like, okay, and then where did you learn that? You're like, I believe, you know, my parents struggled a lot, so and so and so forth, something like that.
It seems like he's reading me.
Totally not reading. Well, maybe, I don't know. Wasn't planned. So then from there, you know, I'll get as much information as I can, you know, and we're understanding. And the ego gets a bad rap because the ego is not against you. Sometimes it feels like a way, but somehow there was a belief in place to make you feel safe. So then we go to the mental, we ask mental processor, can you help me with this?
And you move pillows.
You physically move to the next pillow. Okay. And then you're like, yeah. And then you're like, okay, what? And the language of the mental processor is assumptions. So you either say, I assume or I think. And then the mental processor, and it's also experience. I get you into a state where we experience what the mental processor feels like. So let's say for you, an example of might not be reading you, is that the mental processor is going crazy, feeling really busy, trying to find money, trying to make things work, and this and that. And it's like, well, I assume that abundance is hard work. Let's mm-hmm. say that's what you assume. And so I get as much as I can from there. And then I'll be like, well, why is this hard work? And then you're like, because, you know, my father always struggled with money and it always scared me because there was a lot of arguments. So I'm like, ding, fear. That's mm-hmm. what I would assume. And then so we ask the body. So each time you're kind of like getting the more information from each processor. So we go to the body. The body is great because it's all about sensation. You don't really necessarily have to know because the body is very intelligent. So then we go to the body and say, body, can you help me with this? And you move again. And then in the body, you'll say, through sensation, and I'll do another meditation to get you into your body, through sensation, where's the fear? And then you'll be like, oh shoot, I feel it. I feel it in my gut. It's in my gut. So, you know, and your gut could be around second chakra, your root chakra. That's all about survival. So maybe that's where you picked it up from. So let's experience that. I connect with the sensation and then you express in words, in a conscious state, like what this is about. So maybe it's all like, I'll never have enough. I'm never going to have enough. You know, and all this stuff comes up like, and you're just talking and I'm like, okay, you're never going to have enough, but why? And then you'll say, because it's just too hard. So mm-hmm. there's like a hopelessness, let's say. So then we go to the emotions and let's experience the hopelessness because that's what's blocking you right now. So let's express it because you just need to clear up that energy. So we go to the emotions and I get you again into another state of feeling and experience the emotions. And then you experience the emotions. And once you get there, like you release it and maybe you can't do all of it in the emotions, but that's okay. And then you ask, and it could either be through crying or through, you know, talking, you know, whatever, just expressing it as well. We go to the soul and we ask the soul, soul, can you help me with this? And the language of the soul is knowing. So whether it's subconscious, unconscious, or conscious, you're going to feel a shift in energy. Sometimes the knowing comes as, I'm already abundant, mm-hmm. Because the soul knows that, and that there's nothing that I have to do to be abundant. It's already there. So that kind of thing. And it's shifting the energy. And usually it works from the left side to the right side, as far as like energetically. And then the soul works with it and you get what you get. And sometimes if you're stuck in the soul though, you could even ask for the super consciousness for help and you could connect and get as much as you can. And then so what happens is from that, you're getting new consciousness mm-hmm. of how to work. So then you share it and you go backwards and you go, emotions, can I share this with you? Body, can I share this with you? Ego, can I share this with you? I'm sorry, mental, can I share this with you? Ego, can I share this with you? And then you're processing the consciousness and sharing all this information with all these different parts. So they're like, oh, okay, I get it. I don't have to do this on my own. And there's support for me. And then from there, you come back, you close down the five elements, and people stack the pillows however they want. Sometimes they put the soul on top, depending on what they're going through. And they're basically bringing the composite of their personality, of their mind back together, and they could use it on their life path. And I've experienced this where I've worked on something, and immediately in like a week, I hit that again, and that's the universe saying like, okay, let's test that muscle that you got, that you learned, and work through this conflict. And it happens like two or three times. And then after that, they'll be like, okay, you learned that lesson. Let's move on. Mm. And so that's kind of how it works. I hope that makes sense to people out there.
I feel like, just to give a few analogies, it's like you're cleaning out and you're experiencing and feeling, and then you're replacing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when you dig a hole, if you don't fill it with something, the universe will just fill it automatically with whatever. So yeah. You're actually going through that process. And for those that are listening that maybe this seems a little out there for you, or you're not fully understanding, think about the power of release. Mm-hmm. Like when you many times in all different belief systems, sometimes people say, like, if you have something that is literally eating at you or mm-hmm. whatnot, and about a conflict or something that you haven't said to somebody in your family, in your love life or whatever, sometimes you just need to speak it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's in many different belief systems, there's like that writing that letter, writing that letter and just getting it out, or going and having that conversation, and how instantaneously in that moment that person finishes and the pen goes down, or they send that letter, or they have that conversation, it's like a weight just lifts off of them.
Totally.
And so it's like this power of releasing and allowing your emotions to be expressed. And sometimes that's the healing in itself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then you're replacing it with what it should be instead. Not mm-hmm. should or shouldn't, there's nothing that's right or wrong, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, totally. What I love about the five elements is because you're working through these things, maybe it's, with a group of people or other people, interpersonal, intrapersonal, it all works the same way, because how you treat other people, to some degree, you're treating yourself that way.
Oh, for sure.
And then sometimes you don't know, but maybe it's your ego, getting all inflated and telling the mental process that you're stupid and you didn't know that was happening. So you treat other people that way, like they're inferior.
Yeah, I always say that's the biggest mirror is the reflection of how you are to another, mm-hmm. right? I don't think I've ever seen somebody that authentically loves herself being mean and cold to another person, but people that have a lot of self-hatred, those are like the bullies in school syndrome and things like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you can really kind of look at, where are you? How are you relating to mm-hmm. others as this reflection?
Totally. And the thing is about like bullies and stuff, what I learned about doing the five elements is because you get compassion from that, because you get so much understanding of how you're working. You're like, wow, if I feel like this about myself, imagine how they must feel about themselves.
Exactly.
So that's where these light bulbs come up, and you're like, oh, after 3 years of doing this work, I'm like, I'm starting to get it. And it took that long. It took like 3 years of really working hard on myself. With the help of others and other healers, of course.
Well, I mean, think we have, all of these years of stacked belief systems, mm-hmm. Like, how hard is it for somebody that has lived at a same house for 30 years of their life, per se, to pack up all of their things and move? It's a little bit of a lot of things to go through, a lot of things to organize, to decide, do I throw this away, do I keep this? Yeah. And if our mind is the same way through all of our experiences... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably be like, let me just move and leave everything here. Let me have a garage sale. Everybody take everything.
And some people get to that point where they just, and I'm sure you've seen people of all different dynamics where there's some people that hold on and that they really value some of the things of their past, and even the negative, they're still holding on for that secondary gain.
Yeah.
But then there's people that are just like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I just want a blank slate. I want to move forward. I want to leave the past behind. And you can probably see tremendous change happen.
Of course. But it's really hard, because we all have attachments, and that's what it is. And it's really hard to detach from our world, this world, like this plane. Am I getting too far out there?
if people are tuning in.
Yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about some of the most challenging experiences that you've had doing the five elements of the mind with people, and maybe some of the most like memorable as far as like you just seeing them transform.
Yeah. It's funny. Let's see. I have one client who she was working through a lot of trauma. She had like growing up that she was not wanted as a baby. She was, and you know, and that was seen through the growing up process. And like we went through many sessions over and over, and there was so many aspects, and we worked on, let's say, father material or mother material over and over, but each time was a different layer. So it felt like it was like this again, but then you keep on going and then you find out that, you know, she's a healer and she kind of signed up for these lessons on her life. And so she was kind of stepping into her own by learning all these different things. And, you know, she started to, she manifested, you know, a job for herself. She manifested, you know, just a better life, you know, love and all that good stuff. And she was able to, you know, forgive her parents and her family. And, you know, she's in a really good place now. And it was just through processing and working. And honestly, through Five Elements, you never know where it's going to go. We actually had to do some past life work, which you could actually do in the Five Elements. That, because if it comes up, it comes up and you have to deal with it and you have to work on it. You know, it's coming up for a reason. But yeah, I guess she would be an amazing success story, which this is this. It sounds weird. This is a success story because I haven't seen her in a long time. So to me, that means like she's learned how to kind of deal with all this stuff on her own. She doesn't really need me to facilitate, because at the end of the Five Elements of Mind, it's just teaching your mind how to be, so that you're already looking for the patterns, you're looking for the triggers, you're already like doing the work on yourself. Because that's my goal. I don't want you to be dependent on me. I want you to be able to take this and use it for yourself in the end, and just live your life and be happy.
And like you're saying, you can just cut through now.
Yeah.
It's like almost like taking it and seeing a higher perspective.
Yeah.
You know, like looking at a higher view of a map or seeing it in a different way. And suddenly it seems a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
When you're like, okay, I'm just in that.
Yeah.
Or this is just going on because this is what's in. And then you're not attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can move beyond it.
Yeah. And people don't affect you either because you've realize the patterns in yourself now, and you could have compassion for them. You're like, oh, they're just going through their Saturn return or whatever, you know?
So what about a challenging one where, like, somebody had strong attachments that, even though that they're showing up, because that's the thing I think that people should really be aware of. There's people that come in that really want that change and transformation, and then there's people that come in and they just say they want it.
Yeah.
You know?
Here's the thing. When that happens, you can't really do anything for them because they have to do the work themselves. And then at some point, you know, I have to just be like, I can't help you. And that's why I love having a group of healers that I know that I could always refer. Because if I can't help them, I want to make sure I find somebody. I don't want to leave them out in the dust. So yeah. I'll refer them to somebody. So that's kind of what I do when people don't want to do the work, because maybe I'm just not the right healer for them, which is okay. I don't mind.
Yeah. It's beautiful. You get to that place of no ego attachment.
I try. Yeah. But yeah, no. And then also, like, you know, Five Elements is great, but, you know, I'm also a multifaceted healer, so I use other things. I've used Five Elements and Akashic, Five Elements and, you know, Lenormand, Five Elements and energy healing. Because a lot of people don't know about the Five Elements of Mind is, sometimes you can't work because you're so exhausted and tired. And if your body's not, you know, ready and to work, then you can't get past. And especially if you're disassociated from your body, you can't work in the Five Elements because you have to be present and you have to be here. So sometimes I say like, okay, we got to stop. Nothing's happening. Let me give you a healing. And which is great because from my teacher, Lisa Maria, I studied medical Qigong. So I know how to balance organs and do those kind of things and chakras and energy clearing. And Reiki and all that good stuff, and it all works together. So there's never one modality that is right.
Yeah.
They're all, you know, and we all know this. Yeah, there's always something for that. But to be multifaceted and be able to know which ones for that right time is very helpful in Five Elements of Mind to make sure it works.
Yeah, and I think that's so good. Is, you know, and I've spoke on this before, but the power of allowing yourself to study so many different things. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, and I think that's the same in life outside of the healing and being able to serve clients. Mm-hmm. Like, if people allow themselves to look at different perspectives and learn more, mm-hmm. they're just more prepared for life in general, right?
Yeah.
If somebody knows a little bit about cars and a little bit about computers and a little about this, they can get through a little bit more. It doesn't mean mm-hmm. that they have to be an expert at everything, but they can pull in those different facets of how to adapt and how to move through anything that comes and throws at them in life. And yeah. so if a client comes in and, you know, one modality isn't resonating, mm-hmm. well, you just pull in some different tools and techniques and mix it up a little bit and yeah. bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. And then, yeah, I agree. And I hope that they learn the tools and then they use them in their life, you know? And that's what it is. It's your own toolbox. We all have the power to heal ourselves. I truly believe that. It's just, we all need help and it's okay to ask, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's one thing that I really see is that people, it's okay to ask, mm-hmm. right? You know, so many people have shame or what does this mean? Does this mean I'm weak? Does this mean I have this or mm-hmm. this or that? But that's why we're collaborative, like human beings that at their essence, you know, go back in history, we're pactual beings.
Yeah.
We're meant to, like, this person might advance and be a little bit better at this, and this person might be better at that, and together, mm-hmm. if we work together, we create this collaborative society that we can continue to evolve.
Yeah.
And I think that that's probably the number one reason why humanity still exists.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it because we're not the fastest, mm-hmm. we're not the strongest, but it's our ability to work together that has allowed us to overcome mm-hmm. many of the different challenges of environmental threats or predators and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because we collaboratively come together. Mm-hmm. And so it's okay to say, hey, I might need some support here.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know. Can you help me?
I don't know. I love I don't know because it's honest. It's the most honest thing you could say when you're stuck. Like, I don't know. Okay, let's find out. Let's yeah. help. Let's work. Let's
yeah,
work together.
Yeah, and if somebody needed some, if somebody's not an attorney and they need some legal stuff,
mm-hmm.
they would probably say, okay, this is beyond my scope.
I would hope so.
I need some help writing
yeah.
this contract, you know?
Yeah.
And it's no different when you're coming and getting a healing or a perspective of, you know, reframing your thought process mm-hmm. and, you know, a little bit like therapy mm-hmm. with, you know, spirituality. It's no different. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. No, it's actually funny. Now you just reminded me of something. So when I was working with my teacher, I always thought for some reason in my mind, it might be because it was hard for me to express who I am. And so I tried to do everything internal so people wouldn't have to get to know me. So I thought I could figure everything out on my own. And then I told my teacher, I was all like, I could do this on my own. She's all like, honey, if you could have done this on your own, you would have done it already. So let me help you. And I was like, oh, okay. I get it. You can't do it on your own. You're not supposed to do it on your own.
Yeah, and even in the case for those people that think they still can, yeah, sometimes you can do some things on your own, but
yeah.
how long is it going to take you and how much effort? And you want to sit here for 10 years or do
yeah.
you want to just be done with it and
yeah.
move on to something else?
Let's be happy. Let's be happy, excited for life.
You know, if somebody can be of support, you know, and help with some certain module, it's like in business, if you have like, yeah, you could do all of the facets, but you're probably only going to do them to some limited capacity. But if you enroll somebody that, okay, they do marketing, and this person does this, and
yeah.
this person, you know, deals with HR, then the company can rise,
yeah.
right? It's like one person is only limited, you know, and it would take them that much longer.
Yeah, I agree.
And so the question is, do you want to wait a long time or do you want to just get it over?
Yeah, let's end that suffering. Let's do it.
Oh, man. Uh-huh. So great. What else about the five elements of mind?
I don't know. What do you
like,
want to
like,
know?
Like, you know, where did it come from? You know,
oh,
like,
okay.
Let's learn a little bit more about where does this process come from?
Oh, my God.
For me, I'm an NLP certified trainer and different things like that. And I look at it as it kind of feels like parts integration.
Totally, yeah.
And so I don't know if anybody's familiar with that, but you do this whole process of taking all of the parts of yourself and integrating them in one, mm-hmm. because and so this seems like it's that on steroids. Because you actually move to these different locations instead of just the two hands out and kind of collapsing them.
Totally. Okay, let me give you a little background. My teacher, Lisa Maria, she actually learned, she built upon Dr. Nancy Antapi. She's a color theorist and synthesate. She was a wonderful medium as well. She channeled about the color children, indigo children, and all that stuff. So she had the mind-spirit paradigm. So the mind and spirit are connected. So what my teacher did, Lisa Maria, she saw that and she was all like, if the mind and spirit are connected, there's a way to map the consciousness from the mind to the spirit. So what she did is she used her own, alchemical process of emotions, energy, and she found out that, you know, the mind is composed of the mental, the body, the emotions, and the soul. And she incorporated the soul, and that's where it kind of changes and turns into something more spiritual, because the soul has always been there. And so that's how it kind of came about to be, and she worked on it for the rest of her life, actually. She passed away 3 years ago. And there's a handful of us that know it in LA that know how to use the five elements of mind, and I'm one of them. I kind of became the custodian of the work. So that's why I'm so adamant about bringing it out to the world, because it helped me so much and I know it's real. So that's why I wanted to do that for her. It's part of a promise that I made to her, because she's helped me so much. Because honestly, 6 years ago, I would never thought I would be talking to you about spirituality. I was having a good time, but kind of producing a lot of shame, if you know what I mean. But yeah, so it came from Dr. Nan Tappy's mind-spirit paradigm. My teacher, Lisa Maria, she built upon that and created this way to map the consciousness through the mind. And, you know, she incorporated, she was a Kido master, a middle Qigong master. She was an acupuncturist, a healer, a channel, and a medium. So she used all of those to integrate these together. There's actually a bigger picture for the five elements of mind that she created, which was a human potential handbook, which I'm in the process of getting ready to publish and put out there for her. But it incorporates the five elements of mind, but also different Chinese medicine modality, healing things that you could also do to incorporate to make things better, to make the process a lot more easier. Her dream was to have like a triptych, kind of like the Louise Hay type of triptych, but also like with the five elements mind, you'd be like, okay, I'm feeling this, so maybe I could do these medical Qigong exercises along with these herbs or this meditation. So hopefully that'll come out soon one day.
Very soon. We'll yeah. Sure.
But yeah, so that's kind of the background of where it came. She channeled it and built upon Dr. Nancy Antapi's mind spirit paradigm.
I love it.
Yeah.
And so you're hearing it, you know, Julian's one of the only people that know how to do this. And it seems like the torch has definitely been passed to you. I'm sure the other practitioners that know how to do it are wonderful,
oh my
amazing,
God, amazing
too. But yeah. This is like you're like her prodigy.
Yeah,
you know, like you're gonna be releasing the book, and you're kind of taking this into making sure that this modality continues to live.
Yeah.
So I would highly recommend it. I mean, it's a powerful thing. I mean, I know the power of you know, the timeline there, I mean, the parts integration from NLP, which might be a little bit more universally known, but this seems like that takes it, like I said, it makes it that much more.
Yeah.
Like, this is a lot further. The parts integration is 2, this is 5, and you're looking at, you know, jumping into the soul, and, you know, what an amazing healing transformation that could happen in, you know, an hour.
Yeah. And when you feel that, when anyone experiences the soul, it's just beautiful because it's all love, you know, and you feel that support that sometimes you don't think that you have, but it's always there. You know what I mean?
I love that.
Yeah.
So, Julian, let them know how, of course, you can get a hold of Julian through Liberate Emporium. You can go to our website, liberateemporium.com, contact us, and you can schedule something with him that way. Julian, where else can they find you?
Oh, yeah. I am also on juliansambrano.com. That's juliansambrano.com. That's my website. You can schedule also healings, anything of that sort. Or readings, but yeah. That's where you can find me.
Truly a blessing, and I hope everybody gets a chance to meet him.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us, and tune in next week.